I want her in as deep as I am, with no way to get free. I don't even want her thinking about it. The need to see her golden strands all long and loose thrums through me. It's carefully that I pull the tie from her hair until the thick mass tumbles around her shoulders and down her back. Only then do my fingers slip around her ribcage to unclasp the clasp of her bra. A few seconds of fumbling has it snapping apart. The thin straps slide down her arms until the sheer cups fall away from her breasts. A groan works its way up my throat. Fuck, but you're beautiful. Unable to resist, I play with the stiff peaks, before drawing one inside my mouth, and then the other. When another whimper escapes from her, I drop to my knees, dragging both the leggings and panties down her hips and thighs, until the material puddles around her ankles. Her hands brace against my shoulders as she lifts one leg, before doing the same with the other, so I can strip the cotton away until she's totally bare. Her palms drift to my cheeks as I stare up at her. With her long golden hair floating around her shoulders, she looks like an angel dropped from heaven. I could stare at her like this for hours. My hands slide around her slender hips, before pulling her forward until I can bury my nose against the V between her legs and inhale a deep breath, drawing her sweetness into my lungs. I've had my fair share of pussy, but none of them have ever affected me like this. The small taste I had at the library has only whetted my appetite for more. I've never been so hungry for a woman. I knead her ass cheeks with my palms, loving the feel of her firm flesh in my hands as I inhale her sweet scent for a second time. Her fingers tunnel through my hair as my tongue delves between her thighs to lick her. I've barely touched this girl, and she's already drenched. She's so fucking needy, greedy, and I love it. Get off on it. I continue eating at her, nibbling at her soft flesh along with her clit. The whimpers that I'm able to tease from her are music to my ears. Only wanting to get closer, I lift one leg over my shoulder, opening her up wide so I can lick every fucking inch. The more I play with her, the more soaked she becomes. I drag my tongue over her slit from the top of her mound to the bottom, and then back up again, before dipping inside. Her fingers tighten in my hair to the point of pain, but it's exactly what's needed to keep me grounded in this moment. There's nowhere else I'd rather be than between her legs, giving her as much pleasure as possible. When her muscles tighten, I know she's close to finding her release. Instead of pushing her over the edge the way every instinct within me demands, I press a kiss against her swollen lips and rise to my feet. A gasp escapes from her as her eyes widen.
I thought you were going to...
Her words come out sounding garbled and breathless, desperation dripping from every syllable. I smirk. Oh, I know exactly what you thought, sunshine. As soon as I lift her to my chest, her arms tangle around my neck and her legs lock around my waist. When she grinds her pelvis against my sweatshirt as if her life depends on it, I growl, "You get yourself off before I have a chance to get inside you, and I'm going to smack that delectable ass. Understand?" A puff of frustration escapes from her. There's something ridiculously sexy about how wound up she is. Not to mention, she's completely naked while I'm fully clothed. With our mouths fused, I lay her on the mattress before straightening to my full height. The way she wriggles around makes my cock unbearably hard. Any moment, I'll unload in my jeans. And just like I refuse to allow her to come until I've teased and tortured her, I won't allow that to happen either. I drag the sweatshirt and t-shirt over my head before tossing them to the floor. The thick denim is the next article of clothing that's removed in record speed until I'm as naked as she is. The way her heavy-lidded eyes roam over my chest and abdominals before settling on my dick feels more like a physical caress, one I'll never get enough of.
Please.
The word sounds as if it's been wrung from her body. Instead of touching her, my hand drops to my erection, until my fingers can tighten around the thick length, before I slide it from the tip to the root, and then back again. Please what? My gaze never relinquishes hers as I stroke my cock, tightening my grip until it turns painful. Moisture beads from the slit before dripping. I use my other hand to gather it on my fingertip before closing the distance between us and swiping it over her parted lips. Open for me. When her pretty little mouth pops wide, I slide the finger inside. She doesn't need to be told to suck. She does it instinctively. My eyelids droop at the way she pulls on the digit. It's enough to have even more arousal leaking from my dick. I could come from this alone. Unable to stand another second of the sweet torment, I slip my finger free. I can't resist tweaking her nipples before giving the top of her pussy a sharp slap. It's not enough to cause pain, just enough for pleasure to rush in and make her throb with awareness. Her pupils dilate as she squirms beneath my steady gaze. My hands tighten around her hips before I flip her over and drag her to the edge of the bed. On your knees, sunshine. Satisfaction floods through me when she scrambles to do my bidding with her pert little ass facing me. My hand settles between her shoulder blades before pressing her front into the mattress. Her breath quickens as her head swivels until one cheek rests against the comforter. My fingers stroke down the long line of her spine to the cleft between her heart-shaped ass. You look so fucking beautiful like this, just waiting for me to take you. I press her legs farther apart until I'm able to glimpse every delicate inch. Both her pussy and ass are on full display, open for me. Pleasure swells within me as more wetness gathers on her pouty lips, making them shiny. I stroke my hands over her ass cheeks, massaging away the tension that fills her muscles, keeping them and her pliable as my gaze zeroes in on both of her pretty little holes. I drag my thumb over the puckered muscle. Has anyone ever touched you here? Her breath catches. And if I weren't so attuned to her every intake of air or shift of her body, I would have missed the whispered response.
No.
I can't help but love that she's never allowed anyone else to play with her ass. Arch your back, I command. The way she bows her spine, raising her ass higher in the air until even more of her is visible, is enough to make me come undone. I drop to my knees until I'm eye level with her backside. This girl has no fucking clue how sexy she is. So damn beautiful, I groan, my teeth scraping across the rounded curve of her flesh. My fingers dip inside her pussy before I pump them rhythmically. Only when they're completely coated in her cream do I carefully probe the tight ring. A gasp slips free from her as her body turns rigid and she clenches against the foreign intrusion. I pepper kisses against her delicate flesh. Do you want me to stop? She sucks in a lungful of air before releasing it back into the atmosphere.
I don't think so.
As much as I'm dying to play with this perfect little ass, we don't have to take this any further.
Just go slow.
There's a pause.
Please.
I will, sunshine. Promise. All I want to do is give you as much pleasure as possible. If it's sometimes tinged with pain, I promise it'll be worth it. When her muscles loosen, I press another kiss against her soaked lips, licking up her honey. I don't think I'll ever be able to get enough of it. There's something profound about the trust she's so willingly handed over to me, and I refuse to take it lightly. I caress her rosebud, grazing the muscle as she continues to relax. When a moan falls from her lips, I take that as a sign to proceed. It's gently that I press the blunt tip of my finger into the warmth of her body. The fact that she's allowing me to play with her so intimately turns my cock to stone. It would be impossible not to feel the way she stretches to accommodate the width of my digit. I keep my movements measured and shallow, wanting her to get used to the invasion. When she squirms against me, I caress both cheeks before praising. You're doing so good, baby. The burn from the stretch won't last long. It'll just take time for you to get used to me playing with your ass like this. The way your body has opened up to me is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Every time I withdraw, a sigh of relief escapes from her. Instead of giving her time to catch her breath, I surge forward, conquering new territory with each movement. I pepper kisses across her skin before licking her pussy and dipping my tongue inside her soaked heat. Does it still hurt, or is your little ass getting used to me playing with it?
There's a bit of a sting, but...
Her voice trails off. My movements still. If this kind of intimate play isn't something that turns her on, then I don't want to do it. I don't get off on dominating her, only showing her the pleasure her body is capable of. The pleasure we're capable of creating together. Tell me, sunshine. You can be honest. She squeezes her eyes tightly closed as color floods her cheeks.
I like the way you're touching me. Even though there's a little bit of pain, it still feels good.
I press another kiss against her flank. I'm glad. All I want to do is make your body sing. If this doesn't do it for you, then we'll figure out what does.
I don't want you to stop. At least, not yet.
Okay. I nibble at her pussy, wanting to distract her as I withdraw, before pressing forward, going deeper. Another moan breaks loose from her as I bury myself to the second knuckle. I pull away just enough to inspect her backside. You're so tight, I growl. The way that gorgeous ass swallows up my finger is so damn sexy. I give her body time to adjust before fully retreating. Another sigh escapes from her right before my finger breaches the tight muscle for a second time and slides even deeper inside her body. With my other hand, I massage her cheeks, pulling and stretching them as I fall into a steady rhythm of surging forward and gaining new ground before retreating. After a few minutes, she sinks into the pleasure as I continue the gentle onslaught. The muscles of her backside loosen the more I play with them, allowing me to slide in and out with more ease. Her eyelids feather closed as a look of utter bliss replaces the conflicted expression. A soft moan escapes from her as she presses her ass against me. Feel better?
Yes.
Surprise weaves its way through her voice. Her body hums with pleasure as she meets each thrust. Good girl, I praise. I bet it wouldn't take much to make you come like this. All I'd have to do is rub your clit while stroking my finger in and out of your tight little ass, and you'd fall to pieces. Her breath catches as another moan escapes from her. I can't help but stop and admire how beautiful she looks with my palm flattened against the curve of her backside. I wish you could see how perfect you look with my finger buried deep inside your ass. So fucking gorgeous. For a long, silent minute, neither of us moves a muscle. It's as if time stops and we hang in suspension. I love the way her body has stretched to accommodate me, and that I'm the only man who's claimed her like this. The need to taste her thrums through me as I press a kiss against her drenched pussy. That's all it takes for another whimper to escape from her as my tongue slides between her lips. Delicious. When she bows her spine in a silent request for more, I draw away, peppering her backside with butterfly-like kisses as my finger stays buried inside her. As tempting as it is to continue playing with her like this, I slip my finger from her ass before brushing my lips against the small of her back. Don't move a single muscle. My cock feels like it's going to explode as I round the bed and yank open the drawer, grabbing the first condom my fingers encounter. Instead of taking my time with the wrapper, I tear into it with my teeth before sheathing my cock. All I want to do is bury myself deep inside her body and drown in her soft heat. I give her ass a gentle swat before positioning my cock at her entrance and sliding inside with one swift movement. The pleasure is so damn great. It's like a wave pummeling my senses. My eyelids feather closed as I bury myself to the hilt.
"Fuck, it's such a tight fit," I rasp. "Any moment, your pussy will strangle the life out of my dick. As much as I want to make this last, there's no way that's going to happen. I'm too torqued up."
My larger body presses against her smaller one, as my hips piston. Our harsh breaths mingling together along with the slapping of skin are the only sounds that fill the room. I gather up the thick strands of her hair and hold them tight until it becomes necessary for her to tilt her head. My balls draw up as the orgasm builds like an impending storm. When I press the tip of my finger against her rosebud, she comes unhinged and shatters around me. Thank fuck. My movements turn frenzied as my head falls back and I find my own release. There's nothing on the face of this earth that feels more amazing than our bodies being in perfect sync. A guttural groan escapes from me as her inner muscles contract, milking every last drop until there's nothing left to give, until I'm completely drained. I huff out a contented breath and collapse on top of her. My heart pounds as I squeeze my eyes tightly closed and soak in the utter perfection of this moment. "Fuck," I mutter, slipping my finger from her ass as the last shudder squeezes my dick. There's a blissed-out expression on her face as a tiny smile quirks the corners of her lips. With my hand still locked around the length of her golden hair, I carefully turn her head until her neck is bared to me so my lips can graze the delicate hollow. I just want to stay fused like this forever. When it's no longer possible to delay the inevitable, I slip from her body. As soon as I do, the loss of warmth slams into me with the force of a tidal wave. Dropping to my haunches, I press a kiss against her pussy before straightening to my full height and sliding the condom off my softening cock. I tie the end and wrap it in a tissue before dropping it in the trash can. I nab my boxers from the floor and haul them up my thighs. As the elastic band snaps against my waist, my fingers stroke over the curve of her ass. How am I ever going to get enough of this girl? She's become an addiction. My gaze slices from her delectable backside that's still in the air to the dazed expression on her face. Any moment, she's going to pass out. "I'll be right back." A smile quirks my lips when she mumbles something unintelligible. I slip from the room, careful to close the door behind me, before stepping into the hallway and beelining to the bathroom I share with the guys who reside on the second floor. After taking care of business, I dampen a washcloth with warmed water and return to the room. The sight of a naked Willow with her ass in the air, eyelids feathered closed, and golden hair spread out around her like a halo, is enough to rob the air from my lungs. This girl couldn't be more perfect if she tried. It only makes it more imperative that I do whatever it takes to hold on to her. And if that means playing with her body and giving her as many orgasms as I can, I'll do it. I need her to see that I'm the one she should be with, not River fucking Thompson. It takes a handful of long-legged strides to eat up the distance between us. Her eyelids spring open as I press the warm cloth against her sensitive flesh. When she struggles, I place a hand against the small of her back to pin her in place. "Let me clean you off, sunshine."
"I can do it myself," she says,
embarrassment coloring her voice. After the way she allowed me to play with her, this kind of intimacy shouldn't be a big deal. She needs to understand that I'm here to take care of her and her needs, even after I make her orgasm. "I want to," I murmur. "So let me do it." That's all it takes for the fight to drain from her as she allows me to wipe away her arousal. My gaze stays pinned to her pink little pussy, so swollen from our fucking, even though I've just spent myself. Already, need is stirring to life within me. It's so damn tempting to lick up all that cream instead of wiping it away. Once I finish, I place a kiss against her swollen lips before tossing the towel in the hamper next to the desk. Then I gather her up into my arms and slide beneath the covers. I align my chest to her spine so I can spoon her smaller body. Only then does a sense of rightness settle over me. I can't remember the last time I felt this kind of overwhelming contentment. I search my brain for an answer. The question is out of my mouth before I can think it over. Will you come to my game on Thursday? Her eyelids flutter open as I nip her earlobe with sharp teeth. When silence stretches between us, I force myself to remain calm, even though I'm a chaotic mess inside. Sunshine?
Yes, she whispers. I'll come.
Relief rushes through me as I fall asleep with her wrapped up tight in my arms. It's exactly where she belongs.
Chapter 28, Willow. I'm sorry, let me get this straight. You're sleeping with Maverick McKinnon, and he still has no clue that your brother is none other than River Thompson? Holland's wide eyes stay locked on mine. And he asked you to go watch him play tonight. I release a steady breath. Is there a question in all that? Yeah. I'm wondering where my best friend of 13 years went. She stabs a finger in my direction. Who exactly is this fun-loving hoe in her place? The edges of my lips tremble as a snort escapes from me. I promise that I'm the same person who moved in with you last fall. She folds her arms across her ample chest. Listen, girl, I'm all for you living your best life, you know that. Why do I sense a butt coming? Because you know me well. I press my lips together and steel myself for the truth bomb she's about to drop. Holland settles on the bed beside me before searching my eyes for a long, silent moment. Her voice dips, becoming huskier. The last thing I want to see is this situation blow up in your face, or you getting hurt. That's all. My chest expands with love. No matter what, she always has my best interests at heart. I'm lucky that she took a liking to me in the second grade. It's only because I trust her judgment implicitly that I realize she's spot on regarding the situation with Maverick. It has disaster written all over it, in black Sharpie. It's the reason my instincts were blaring at me from the very beginning to avoid him at all costs. And I tried. I really did. But there's something about Maverick McKinnon that I find irresistible. You need to tell him the truth before you get in any deeper. My shoulders collapse under the heavy weight of her words as guilt pricks at me. Yeah, I think it might be a little too late for that. Not only does he not know that River and I are related, but he has no idea that I was diagnosed with childhood leukemia. Most guys shy away when I share that info. The ones who don't turn tail and run, treat me as if I'm fragile. Even though I think he'll be pissed when he finds out about the first issue, I've grown more concerned about the second one, especially since his mother fought her own battle recently and he was so affected by it. It wouldn't surprise me if our diagnosis and subsequent treatment overlapped. Ugh, the thought makes my belly pinch with nerves. If he doesn't pull away and disappear from my life, I'm afraid he'll treat me differently. After what I've experienced at his skilled hands, that would be a deal breaker for me. My mind tumbles back to the way he fucked me the other day. I've never even fantasized about a man touching me in that way. Playing with my body like that. It was delicious. Even though it's been a few days, I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. Oh, God, you've already fallen for him, haven't you? Her voice is tinged with a blend of disbelief and sadness. I blink out of the memories trying to take hold and stare at my bestie with wide eyes. My inclination is to shake my head. No way, of course I haven't. But it's a jolt to realize that Holland is right. I've fallen for Maverick. Or maybe I'm in the process of it. What I do know is that I've never met anyone like him before. The scariest part is that I'm not sure if I ever will again. As much as I don't want to burst the little bubble I'm living in, I can't continue lying to him. Well, I haven't exactly lied, although it's doubtful Maverick will see it that way once I come clean. I cringe, realizing exactly what needs to happen. The sooner, the better. Only then will my conscience be cleared, and we can hopefully move forward with our relationship. I'll tell him tonight, I whisper. My belly dips at the idea of sitting down with him and admitting all the secrets I've been keeping. Holland worries her lower lip as her brow furrows. I know it's scary, but it's the right thing to do. I draw in a lungful of fresh air and force myself to nod in agreement. Deep down, I realize she's right. But that knowledge doesn't make it any easier. Just as Holland opens her mouth to no doubt impart some wisdom, there's a knock on the front door of our townhouse. With a frown, she peers into the short hallway on the other side of my threshold before popping to her feet. I swear, if those creepy religious dudes are back again, I'm going to totally lose it. I didn't think it was possible for anything to lighten the solemn mood that's fallen over me, but that does the trick, and a snort breaks loose. Without a backward glance, she stalks into the hallway before disappearing from sight. From within the townhouse, I cock my head, hoping to hear the tirade when she unloads on them. The door opens and the muffle of voices barely reaches me. As tempting as it is to follow her, I remain on my bed. It doesn't take long for my mind to tumble back to Maverick. My teeth scrape across my lower lip as I consider alternative solutions. Other than disappearing from his life, there are none. Plus, it's doubtful he'd allow it. My shoulders wilt under the heaviness of that conversation. It's important that he hear the truth from me rather than someone else, like Hayes. That'll only make the situation worse. Then it'll look like I was deliberately keeping it from him, which, well, I was. Ugh. It's the light rap of knuckles against my open door that has me jerking out of those depressing thoughts. My gaze flies to the guy hovering over the threshold. I blink, wondering if I've somehow managed to conjure Maverick up from my thoughts. Joy is the first emotion that rushes in. Every time I catch sight of him after we've spent time apart, I'm bowled over by how handsome he is. The mahogany-colored eyes and nearly inky black hair, the chiseled cheekbones and ridiculously thick lashes, the light coat of stubble that dusts both chin and cheek. I could stare at him for hours. When I continue to silently soak in the sight of him, a lopsided smile curves his full lips before he jerks a thumb over his shoulder. I hope it's all right that your roommate let me in. It takes effort to shake off the haze attempting to cocoon its way around me, before straightening as reality forces its way in. It's fine. I hadn't considered bringing up the situation before his game tonight, but maybe that's exactly what needs to happen. Once the truth is revealed, he might not want me sitting in the stands and supporting him. Sadness blooms inside my chest before spreading outward, infecting my body like a virus, because it's a distinct possibility that can no longer be denied. As I stare at him, mentally grappling for the right words, I wish I'd been honest from the beginning. It's just that I'd wanted him to get to know me. Willow Thompson, without my brother to cloud his judgment. Or that I'd spent the last 2 years of high school sick, unsure if I'd live to celebrate my 18th birthday. The uncertainty that flickers across his face melts my heart. I wanted to stop by and make sure he still planned to attend the game tonight. I glance away as the truth sticks uncomfortably in my throat. About that. When my voice trails off, he steps farther inside my space. He's so tall and broad in the shoulders that everything shrinks around him. The normally airy room now feels anything but. He swallows up the distance with a handful of long-legged strides before dropping to his knees in front of me so that we're eye level. It's so tempting to reach out and sift my fingers through his thick hair. Instead, I keep them locked on my lap. His brows jerk together as he studies me. The intensity of his stare leaves me feeling unexpectedly vulnerable. It's as if he's capable of picking through all the private thoughts circling through my brain, the ones I've been so careful to keep hidden away. Disappointment floods his dark depths.
Did something come up?
My fingers bite into my jean-clad thighs as I shake my head. No, it's nothing like that. The concern marring his expression dissolves as he flashes a relieved smile. One large hand rises to cup my face.
Good.
It takes effort to swallow down the anxiety that gnaws at my insides. We should probably, before I can force out the rest, my gaze dips to his other hand, and I lose all train of thought. How didn't I realize he was holding something when he walked in? His voice dips, turning raspy. The confidence that normally brims in it falls away, making him sound younger.
I was hoping you'd wear my jersey tonight.
I can only gape at the orange and black fabric in his hand as my belly drops in free fall. It's like I'm sitting at the very tippy top of a roller coaster, and I'm harnessed in the first car as it plunges to the earth. When I remain silent, at a loss, he clears his throat.
Sunshine.
My tongue darts out to lick my parched lips. There's no way I should accept such a personal gift without revealing the truth.
Please say something,
he whispers, eyes pleading with mine. My heart twists as I blurt, I'd love to wear it, thank you. As soon as I release the words into the atmosphere, I want to snatch them back. All I've done is further complicate matters. He sucks a breath into his lungs as a wide grin breaks out across his face and a relieved laugh bursts free.
I'm not gonna lie, you had me worried for a second or two. I thought I'd misread the situation.
Before I realize what's happening, he drags the thick material over my head and helps shove my arms through the large sleeves. A handful of seconds later, the hem settles around my waist. His gaze roves over my chest and belly.
Fuck, Sunshine. You look amazing.
He slants a look upward until our eyes can collide.
Almost as good as you looked the other night, stretched out naked in my bed.
Heat suffuses my cheeks as the memories once again push in at the edges before flooding my brain. Another chuckle escapes from him, but this one is deep, husky, and knowing. The low scrape of it does funny things to my insides, making it impossible to hold on to rational thought. His fingers drift across my cheek.
I'd strip you bare and take you right now if we had more time. But the one thing I refuse to do is rush when I'm making love to you. I enjoy drawing out your pleasure for as long as possible, until that sweet little pussy is sobbing for what only I can give you.
Out of everything he just confided, two words echo throughout my head. Making love? I repeat, surprised by the description. Is that really what he considers it to be? Maverick gives me a lopsided smile before pressing a kiss against my lips.
That's what it was, don't you think?
Yeah, I admit. I do. There was such a sense of closeness between us that isn't easily found. I'd laid myself bare and allowed him to touch me in ways I've never contemplated. That kind of intense sexual exploration can only come from trust. At least, the foundation of it.
Then it would seem like we're both on the same page.
He straightens before pressing my back against the mattress and stretching out on top of me. His lips hover over mine as his tongue dances with my own, making me forget everything that needs to be cleared up between us. Unable to help myself, my palms slip beneath the thick fabric of his sweatshirt until they're sliding over the warm flesh beneath. Are you sure there's not enough time? His lips quirk against mine as our breaths mingle.
Unfortunately, no.
He peppers kisses against my mouth.
I promise that after the game, we'll have a repeat performance. My belly swoops as he pulls away and rises to his feet. His dark depths are filled with so much hunger and heat that it's enough to scorch my skin and have me going up in flames. It's reluctantly that he jerks his head toward the door.
I should get moving.
My confession slams back into me. Can you give me a couple minutes? There's something I need to tell you. He slips his hand into his pocket and pulls out his phone before glancing at the screen.
Sorry, Sunshine. I can't. If I don't get to the arena pronto, Coach will rip me a new one. We'll talk afterward, all right?
Unsure what else to do, I jerk my head into a tight nod. Sure, that's fine. He flashes another grin before bridging the distance between us and lifting me to my feet. His mouth crashes into mine right before he nips at my lower lip, tugging it with sharp teeth before finally releasing it with a soft pop. Already, my mouth feels swollen from his kisses.
That was for good luck.
His gaze darkens as it drops to my lips.
Unlike the other game, I look forward to seeing you root for me in our section.
And then he's gone, disappearing into the hallway before I can gather my scattered thoughts. Silence descends as regret blooms inside me. A few minutes later, Holland pokes her head into the room. Her narrowed gaze sweeps over my disheveled appearance.
I take it you didn't tell him?
It's not a question. We both know the answer. My fingers rise to my lips.
I didn't get a chance.
Looks like he gave you something to wear tonight. I glance down at the Wildcats jersey with his name and number stamped across the fabric. That's all it takes for warmth to gather in my chest. Other than my brother's, I've never worn another player's jersey. Holland's eyes turn somber.
You have to tell him, Will. There's no way he won't discover the truth, and then?
Her voice trails off as she jerks her shoulders. I'm afraid of what will happen when he does. Everything inside me deflates like an overfilled balloon pricked by a pin. I'll confess everything tonight. I straighten my shoulders and attempt to put on a brave face. And if he doesn't understand, then it's his loss. Even as I force out the last part, I'm none too sure if I believe it. I can only hope that Maverick proves me wrong. Chapter 29, Willow. Hours later, Holland and I push our way through the crowded arena. Some of the more devoted fanatics have painted their faces orange and black. Just like weeks ago, people are decked out in Wildcat gear and sporting their favorite player jerseys. It would be hard not to notice just how many girls are wearing the same one I am. When jealousy tries to rear its ugly head, I stomp it out before it can take root. It's not just university students who've shown up to support their hometown team. People come from all over the state to watch the Western Wildcats play, especially now that we're deep in the season and the playoffs are right around the corner. They have an amazing record, and everyone wants to watch them win and be part of their story. Cool air slaps at our cheeks as we step inside the arena. That's when the Jaws theme song erupts from my pocket. With a frown, I pull out my phone and stare at it. Mom's name flashes across the screen. A smile trembles around the corners of my lips as I hold up the device and shake my head.
Really?
Holland grins as her eyes dance with humor.
What? It's funny.
I arch a brow. I doubt Mom would think so. Bex doesn't find much funny, now does she? True statement. The woman needs a life. Maybe then she would stop trying to commandeer mine. When the phone continues to ring, Holland holds out her hands. Please, let me do the honors. Think of it as an early birthday present. I twist away, giving her my back, before answering the call and blurting, Hi, Mom, can't talk, we're at a game. Love you. Then I disconnect before shoving the cell back into my pocket. You're going to catch hell for that, she sings songs before adding, You didn't even thank her for the care package that was dropped off yesterday. Please let her know that I enjoyed the homemade cookies.
With a snort, my gaze scans the raucous crowd as I search for our seats. I'll be sure to do that. It's strange to sit in the home team section and not with the visitors. This is the first time I've attended a Wildcat game, with the sole purpose of supporting them and not Easttown. It shouldn't come as any surprise that the student section is packed. Holland glances at our tickets before pointing to the one filled with a sea of orange and black. Looks like we're over there. I loop my arm through hers and steer her through the mass of excited fans. It took a lot of cajoling to talk my bestie into attending the game. This is the last way she wants to spend her free time, and I can't blame her for that. There's one hockey player in particular she can't stand and does everything in her power to avoid, Bridger Sanderson. She's always been tight-lipped about what went down between them, but I have my theories, so I owe her big time for being supportive. It takes another 5 minutes to make our way to our seats. Once we do, I unzip my jacket, revealing the jersey and the turtleneck beneath it. As we settle in, one of the girls in the row in front of us turns. A smile lights up her pretty face when our gazes collide.
Willow?
The dark-haired girl with the high ponytail next to her whips around as well. Britt and Fallon.
Hi, I say in surprise. I didn't know you'd be here,
Fallon says, twisting more in her seat.
Sorry, I must have forgotten to mention it.
Or more accurately, I thought Maverick and I wouldn't be together. Wanting to change the convo to safer terrain, I point to my friend. This is my roommate, Holland. Both girls wave after introductions have been made. Holland has never been good at letting new people into her life. The friends she has are ones she's known forever. It's not easy to earn her trust. I've seen a few try and ultimately give up because the walls she surrounds herself with aren't easily breached. Sadness pricks my heart. Holland is such an amazing person, and I wish more people were able to see that. It takes a moment or two before I realize that Britt and Fallon are here with a larger group as a few turn in our direction. The recognition that slams into me is instantaneous. Juliet McKinnon. Her brows draw together before the light bulb goes off in her head. Willow, right? I nod. Hi, Juliet. How are you doing? She twists in her hardback chair.
Good.
With a smile, she glances at her friends. Small world. I didn't realize you knew Fallon and Britt.
Actually, Britt cuts in before I can respond. We were grabbing something to eat at Harvey's when she walked in with your brother.
The last part is emphasized with a cheeky grin and a waggle of her brows. Fallon cocks her head.
You wouldn't by any chance be wearing Mav's jersey.
I stare at all three girls and find curiosity filling Juliet's eyes. That's all it takes for heat to slam into my cheeks as her gaze drops to the jersey I'm sporting. The front of it has the university emblem, but his name and number are stamped across the back. My voice trails off.
I'll take that as a yes, Britt says with a smile.
Juliet leans closer.
Are you dating my brother?
I'm thrown off by the genuine excitement that floods her voice.
Well, I don't. If they're not, Britt cuts in with a laugh, he's doing his damnedest to persuade her to give it a shot.
You should have seen the way he was watching her, Fallon adds with a heartfelt sigh.
So adorable.
The blonde sitting next to Fallon elbows her in the ribs.
Kind of like the way Wolf stares at you, almost obsessively.
Happiness dances in Fallon's blue eyes.
I certainly hope so.
The blonde rolls hers before refocusing on me.
It's nice to meet you. I'm Karina.
She points to Juliet. I live with Jules. Willow. I bump my bestie's shoulder, who's silently taking all this in. And this is Holland. Karina stares at Holland for a handful of seconds before narrowing her eyes.
You look really familiar. I feel like we've met before. Are you in the dance program?
Holland snorts.
Given that I have zero rhythm, that's a very hard no.
Karina's lips tremble at the blunt response.
Maybe a gen ed course then. Or you've dated someone on the team? I wince when Holland's defenses go up and her expression turns guarded. Absolutely not. I enjoy being disease-free. A few of the girls stare at Holland with wide eyes before dissolving into laughter. When I catch her gaze, she jerks her shoulders and scowls. She doesn't care how she comes across or if they like her. That's the beauty of being Holland. Luckily, they all laugh it off, especially Karina. She flashes a bright smile at Holland. I think you and I were meant to be friends. Can't say I didn't feel the same way before I started dating Ford. Everyone's attention drifts to the ice as the team warms up. Mine fastens on Maverick. Even though they all look similar with their helmets, jerseys, and black pants, I know exactly which one he is. I'm reminded of how impossible it was to take my eyes off him at the game a few weeks ago. My belly dips when his gaze locks on mine, and he lifts a gloved hand to wave. So let me get this straight. You're all dating hockey players? Holland asks. A petite blonde next to Britt shakes her head. No way. My dad would stroke out if I brought home one of these guys. That's because he's the head coach with a strict no fraternization rule in place, Britt adds. Makes perfect sense, Holland says. Trust me, you're better off. As soon as that comment shoots out of her mouth, a dull blush crawls up her cheeks. Karina waggles her brows and presses closer. Oh, I sense a story. Did you get with one of these guys? With a shake of her head, Holland grumbles. No comment. Damn, whatever the story is, I'm willing to bet it's a juicy one. Thick tension radiates from my friend. Her expression turns stony as her gaze is drawn back to the ice and the players who continue to stretch. After one of the other girls brings up someone they're all acquainted with, they change the topic and chatter about that. If I didn't mention it before, Holland whispers as she leans closer, you totally owe me for this. Whatever you want. One side of her mouth quirks. You're going to regret that. Probably, but I'm still glad you came with tonight. I need you here for moral support. My gaze flicks toward the row of girls seated in front of us. Every so often they turn, including us in their conversation. They seem really nice. Holland mulls over the comment before grudgingly admitting, yeah, they do, even if they are dating hockey players. The girls might not realize it, but they've just earned Holland's rare stamp of approval.
Chapter 30, Maverick. As soon as I shove into the locker room, I toss my gloves and helmet into my locker and grab my phone, firing off a quick text to Willow. Really loved seeing you in my jersey. Three little dots appear before her message pops up on the screen. I'm certainly not the only girl who was wearing a Maverick McKinnon jersey tonight. You're incredibly popular with the female fans.
I only noticed you, Sunshine. Plus, you're the only one who is wearing one from me.
I wait a second or two before firing off another text. The last thing I want is for her to have second thoughts and take off on me. I saw you with my sister. Just stick with her and I'll find you once we're released, okay? When she doesn't immediately respond, I tap out another message. Sunshine, don't make me hunt your ass down. You know I will.
Okay, I'll meet you in the lobby.
I can't help but grin, oblivious to all the commotion and the good-natured ribbing that unfolds around me. Good girl. Then I tack on a winky face. All I can think about is getting my hands on her and finishing what we started in her bedroom a couple hours ago. On second thought, maybe we won't head to the bar at all. I'd much rather strip her bare and...
What the hell are you grinning at? The expression on your ugly mug makes you look like a total psychopath.
Hayes says, knocking me from all thoughts of Willow. He raises a brow as I toss the cell back into my locker. Nothing, I say, shrugging off the comment. If this guy thinks I'm about to hand over info about Willow, he couldn't be more wrong. Hayes is notorious for giving people shit. When I sink to the bench to unlace my skates, he settles beside me.
Does it have anything to do with the hot blonde you've been screwing? My head snaps up and I bite out, "You know what her name is, and I haven't been screwing her." His brows shoot up. "Huh, interesting. If this isn't straight-up fucking, what is it?"
"None of your damn business, how about that?" The whistle that escapes from him is long and low.
"Damn, dude, sounds like it could be serious. Can't say I was expecting that."
"Maybe it is.
Have you met the fam yet?"
I jerk my shoulders, refusing to admit that I'm still trying to convince this girl to dump her boyfriend and give me a shot.
"Nope."
He tosses his skates into his locker before stripping off his pads until he's down to his jock.
"Maybe you should do that before you start making plans and thinking long term."
I blink, thrown off by the strange comment, before I can ask what the hell he means. He takes off the cup and heads to the showers. Not that I'll admit it to Hayes, but it's much too late to slow my roll with Willow. Even though she's still with River, long-term thoughts are already circling my brain. The more time we spend together, the more obsessed I find myself. Everything about her drives me crazy and has me falling a little bit harder. She's the first girl that I've actually wanted in my bed at night. I love spooning her smaller body and wrapping her up tight in my arms. When it comes down to it, I just love being with her. Even if that means we're at the library studying. She's so patient and caring. As much as I've always hated working with tutors, especially pure ones, Willow is different. She takes the time before we meet to organize what we're working on into small digestible chunks. She suggested that I get a smart pen, which records lectures while taking notes and then syncs them together. I've always been resistant to using any kind of device or aid that will tip off the people around me that I have a learning disability. I hate to admit how much it's helped. She also encouraged me to ask for extra time on tests if I need it. And my grades have improved because of her suggestions. Just like hockey is my passion, teaching is hers. I can just imagine her in a classroom with a bunch of kiddos hanging on her every word. Is it weird that I can picture having one or two, maybe more, with her? I drag a hand through my sweat-soaked hair. Clearly, I'm getting way ahead of myself. This is the first time I've given my future outside of hockey serious consideration. The thoughts circling around in my head should freak the fuck out of me. What does it mean that they don't? All I want to do is lock her down tight and make her mine. More than anything, I need to know she feels the same about our relationship. That this isn't all one-sided. That what she has with me is different, better than what she has with River. Only then will I be able to ease up and loosen my grip. I hate feeling like she'll slip through my fingers any second. The need to see her crashes over me like a tidal wave as I strip off the pads and head to the shower. 10 minutes later, I've dried off and am dressed in jeans and a sweatshirt. I plow my fingers through my hair, shoving the damp strands away from my face before slicking on some pit sauce. Voila, ready to go. As I grab my duffel and head to the door, Ryder calls out, "You're not gonna wait for me?" "I'll catch you out there," I throw over my shoulder. I'm much too impatient to make sure Willow stuck around. My earlier threat wasn't an idle one. I'll hunt her ass down. Before he can fire off anything else, I'm shoving through the thick metal door and into the corridor. My steps quicken as I turn the corner and find the lobby crammed with people. It's not uncommon for friends and family to stick around after games and wait for the players to get released from the locker room. There's also a dozen or so groupies milling around, hoping to get lucky. I don't give them the time of day. My gaze coasts over the crowd, looking for Willow's golden blonde head. When I don't immediately spot her, nerves hum along my skin. Where the hell is she? It's tempting to dip my fingers inside my pocket and pull out my cell. That's the moment Britt shifts and my attention lands on her. It's like getting smacked in the head with a 2x4. My heart stalls at the sight of her wearing my jersey with her long blonde hair styled into 2 thick braids that rest against her shoulders. She glances around, as if able to feel the heat of my gaze singeing her skin. When our eyes collide, the air gets knocked from my lungs, making full breaths impossible. I've never experienced anything like it before. It takes effort to force my feet into movement as I cut a path straight to her. Hands reach out, patting me on the shoulder as people compliment my game. Even though I say thanks, I don't bother making eye contact with any of them. I can't rip my attention away from her. Once she's within striking distance, my hands slide over her cheeks and I pull her close enough for my mouth to crash into hers. I don't give a shit who's watching. All I care about is her. My tongue sweeps over the seam of her lips before she opens, giving herself over to me. Only then does the beast raging inside calm enough for me to think clearly. After I've had my fill, I pull away just enough to rest my forehead against hers, before staring into her bright blue eyes. They've turned hazy, just the way I like them. I love that my touch, my kisses, does that to her. Truth be told, it does the same damn thing to me. I'm so tightly wrapped up in this girl that I can't see straight. Have I mentioned how good you look in my jersey? Her lips lift into a smile.
You might have said something about it earlier.
Good enough to eat, I growl. The thought of stripping her naked and pushing her thighs apart so I can lick up all her cream has my cock turning to stone. A groan works its way free from my lips. It's only when someone clears their throat that I break eye contact and find my parents standing a few feet away. Both of their eyebrows are buried in their hairlines. I certainly can't blame them for their bewilderment. The last time they saw me take interest in a girl was with Sabrina back in high school. That was more than 3 years ago. I force myself to back away enough to slip my arm around Willow's waist and tug her close. Not only are my parents staring at us, but so are Ryder and Juliet. A big smile lights up my sister's face, which I take as confirmation that she approves of Willow. Ryder's expression looks eerily similar to my folks. When spontaneous applause breaks out from my teammates, I can't help the grin that stretches across my face as Willow's eyes widen. She buries her face against my arm as a tortured groan escapes from her. What's wrong, Sunshine? You got a problem with everyone knowing that you belong to me?
We still need to talk, she murmurs.
When fear bubbles up inside me, I stomp it out. I refuse to let anything dampen this moment. We will, but not before I introduce you to my parents.
Chapter 31, Willow. Excitement crackles in the air as we step inside Slapshots. With the Wildcats riding high from their win this evening, there's a heightened exuberance to the atmosphere that feels infectious. I've been pinned to Maverick's side ever since he walked out of the locker room, kissed me in front of everyone, then introduced me to his family. They were all so warm and welcoming, even though I only spent a short period of time around them. It's easy to see that he, his parents, and Juliet are tight-knit. They offered to take us out to eat, but Maverick declined, wanting to celebrate their win tonight with his teammates. Britt and Fallon can't stop beaming at me. The rest of the girls I've gotten to know this evening are just as warm and friendly. After the game, I tried cajoling Holland into sticking around, but she declined the offer. She refuses to come within a 50-foot radius of Bridger. I wish those two would just bury the hatchet and move on with their lives. But it's doubtful that will happen anytime soon. Once we settle at a table with all the other players and their girlfriends, he says,
I'm going to grab something at the bar. What can I get you?
Just a water. With a tilt of his head, he studies me carefully.
Do you mind if I have something? If you do, I won't. It's not a big deal.
I don't mind at all.
Okay.
He rises to his feet before slipping his fingers beneath my chin and pressing his lips to mine for a quick kiss.
Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
And then he's gone, navigating his way through the thick crowd. People reach out to pat his shoulder as he saunters past. A few girls jump in his path and attempt to flirt. Giddiness explodes inside me when he doesn't give them the time of day. I'm going to be completely honest here. I've never seen my brother like this before. My gaze slices to Juliet. I was so intent on Maverick that I didn't realize she'd dropped down beside me. Warmth spreads throughout my chest at the admittance.
Really?
Nope. Her smile intensifies, as if she's truly thrilled by the prospect. He doesn't normally date?
Her brow furrows as she shifts before leaning closer. There was a girl in high school, but I bite down on my tongue to keep everything trapped inside. I hate that he and my brother have this contentious past that sits between them. It only makes it more imperative that I tell Maverick the truth about who I am as soon as possible. It sickens me that I'm keeping all these secrets when he's been nothing but upfront and honest. Did he really like her? As much as I don't want to pry, I need to know. Juliet nibbles at her lower lip as her gaze slices to her brother, who's laughing with a few teammates near the bar. I can't help but follow her line of sight. As soon as my attention lands on him, I'm slammed by the emotions that have taken root inside me. How did I ever think that spending one night with him and walking away in the morning would be enough to satiate me? He's opened my eyes to so much. There's no way to move forward and pretend that what I've experienced at his skilled hands doesn't exist or never happened. Yeah, he did. I press my lips together, not wanting to ask for more details. Little does she realize that I had a front row seat to the fallout from the other side of things. River was with Sabrina for more than 12 months. They broke up freshman year of college when they couldn't make their long-distance relationship work. Even though she hurt Maverick, I liked her a lot. She'd sit with me when I wasn't feeling well, and we became friends. She didn't mention Maverick very often, but even then, I was curious. At the time, her love story with River seemed romantic and meant to be. In the end, it didn't work out. We still keep in touch through social media. I can't imagine what Maverick's reaction would be if he knew that we were friends. Nausea blooms in the pit of my belly when I think about confessing all of this.